Not an easy Gemara, but B'siyat Ishmael, with all your help, and together we'll be able to come out with something. So we continue in the Gemara. Shtaim Kilchasan, Usuja Safiru Tefach. That's the Braisa that was quoted earlier. Amar Rava or Rabba, this could be relevant, of course, the Girsa, but let's just read Amar Rava, Rabba, V'chein L'Shabbos. Migu Davidofen L'Yin Sukkah, Havidofen L'Yin Shabbos. When we have here a Chidush of Shlishis Afilu Tefach, that's a unique halacha to Sukkah, but it has ramifications that will extend to Hilchos Shabbos as well. Explains Rashi, let's look at Rashi. V'chein L'Shabbos. Af al pi shetzarech l'shabbos shalosh mechitzos li'asos v'shus ha'yachid. The halacha is when it comes to making a v'shus ha'yachid on Shabbos, this is the halacha, according to come out all the Rishonim, shalosh mechitzos makes v'shus ha'yachid. Not two and a tefach, but three complete mechitzos. However, says Rabba here, Shabbos shal sukkos Mutter lismoch al machitzos hasukkah. If it's Shabbos and Sukkos, you can rely on the machitzos of Sukkah to count, to create a status of b'shus hayachid. Meaning, im asa b'shus harabim, samoch lepischo Sukkah. So you made a Sukkah in b'shus harabim right next to your door of your house. The ein ba el shtayim kilchasim b'shus hafilu tefach. And this sukkah that you made adjacent to your Pesach Habayis, right in the B'shus HaRabim, is made with this halacha of Shtayim Kilchas and Shlishis HaFilu Tefach. So now the question is, in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, are you allowed to carry from your house out into the sukkah? So we say yes. Then what? Machnis u'motzi emena lebeso. You can go in and out of the house to the sukkah, and it's not viewed as taking from B'shus HaYachid to B'shus HaRabim or the opposite. We'll see in the Hemshech HaRashi and the Bach is Medayiket already here, that Hu Adin, that you can metalta within this Sukkah more than Arba Amos. He's Medayiket Moleda Rashi, we'll see where he gets it from. But in other words, he has a din of B'shus HaYachid in terms of carrying to and from the house, as well as the Bach adds, as well as within this Sukkah. This had a status completely of B'shus HaYachid. How did it happen? With what? With the two walls and the Tefach. But l'chor for Shabbos, that's not going to work. The afal gav de b'shar Shabbosos lo mishteri. If it wasn't Shabbos of Sukkos, you would not be able to have such a heter to view this as b'shus hayachid to carry in and out, to carry within. Inami b'shar mechitzos ke'enon shel sukkah. What does Rashi mean? L'mashal, if you didn't have schach. So it's stam mechitzos, but it's not a sukkah mechitzos. It's not going to count as a sukkah mechitzos. There's no schach. So what is that? It's not going to create any halacha of a heter for sukkah. Mimela, it's not going to have any spillover effect of migo for Shabbos. Lo mishteru b'achi, even though when it comes to, if it wasn't a unique case of sukkah of Shabbos, and it was mechitzos of sukkah, it would not be mutter. But still, it's Shabbos to sukkah sharia. When it comes to Shabbos HaSukkos, it's mutter. Why? This is the Yisod. The Migu, Tahu Tefach, Agme Rachmano L'Moshe, the Mechitzah Sukkah, the Lehevele Dofen Shlema, with Sukkah, Havidofenami B'Shabbos, the Sukkah, Linyan Shabbos. The Lashon of the Gemara, Migu Davidofen Linyan Sukkah, Havidofen Linyan Shabbos. Rashi explains, we know that there was a special din given that the tefach counts for the third wall of Benogeh Sukkah. Agmi Rachmana, that's the Hilchasa that we said before, unique halacha that was given for Sukkah. So since it works for Sukkah as a dofen, it counts as a dofen, it's called a dofen Shlema, Rashi says. It's a dofen also for Shabbos, as well by Shabbos to Sukkah. What kind of halacha is this? This Nigo halacha? Doesn't explain where it comes from. The Ran writes, B'Soch HaDvarim, we'll have to see the whole Ran in the context. The Ran has B'Soch HaDvarim that if you have a matir, it's not matir l'chatzoyin. In other words, if the Torah gave a halacha of Shlishis HaFilu Tefach B'Sukkah, and you know that Sukkah has Shabbos as part of Sukkos, the Torah wouldn't tell me that I have a heter, only been a ger one inyan, not gabi another inyan. The Torah gave you a heter, and since Shabbos comes together with Sukkos, So the heter extends to anything that needs a heter with this. It's all part of the same halacha as well. That's how the Ran says. But there's a very basic question, a couple of things to think about here, just before we even continue. First of all, how does this Gemara relate to the earlier Gemara? We're talking about a Shlishis HaFilu Tefach, but we just got finished quoting Rava that talks about Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, so then it's a whole different picture. Tzuras HaPesach works for Shabbos. So you have your third wall. So what's the whole issue? So that, there is a rush that probably looked at. We have to see, L'chore, it's not the only way to go. The rush assumes that this is why, in fact, the Rif didn't quote this Migo of Rava. In the Hanami, he says this goes against the earlier Gemara. This is going that it's only Shlishis HaFilu Tefach, there's no Tzuras HaPesach. But if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not Nogei, this entire Inyan. The Kabbalah Sano points out if that's the case, then you can't be Goris Rava, because Rava was the one who said Tzuras HaPesach. Unless you go with which Lashon of Rava before, there is a way out. The second Lashon said you can have a choice. So then if you go with the second Lashon of Rava, then it comes out that you have either Tzuras HaPesach or Shlishis, then it makes sense. But if you can go with the third Lashon of Rava and the Rif of Paskin that way, so then it's not Nogea, this entire Inyan. So you have to assume that Tzuras HaPesach is not part of the equation. Okay, either the second Lashon of Rava, or we don't hold like this Rava, it's Rava, not Rava here. But there's something else. So let's even leave that question on the side. L'chored, we could come back and answer it anyway. But there's something else that we have to address, something more basic. Let's leave out the Tzuras HaPesach. L'chored, what are you saying here in the Gemara? The Lashon of Gemara, after all, the Lashon of Rashi. This Shlishis Tefach is a dofen for Sukkah. So it's a dofen for Shabbos. So now, it's like I had what for Shabbos? Three walls. Therefore, I should be able to what? To rely on this as Rishus HaYachid, because three walls makes Rishus HaYachid. That's what Rashi tells us. What Rashi doesn't tell us is, L'chora, even for Shabbos, Midrabanan, three walls is also not enough. Midaraisa, three walls is enough. What needs to happen on the fourth side, Midrabanan? Either Lechi or Korah. It's a tikkun that the Chacham require, Midrabanan. Mishum Achitza, Mishum Heker, there's a special din on the fourth wall that you have to add something as well, to the, not just relying on the three walls. So Midrabanan, you could not carry until you have the fourth tikkun on the fourth wall. So what is it going to give you to say that you have three walls? The Chorah should still be a problem. This is a kasha that you find in the Iri, the Shem and Sefer HaShlamah. Others ask it as well. The Rishonim Achora, what are you gaining with the Migo if the role you still have the problem is Rabbanan of Shabbos? Nope, you could have suggested that this is Nogea only Doraisa. Okay, but Nogea be Doraisa. It's Nogea for, let's say, a person does an Avera of Hotzah, so there's consequences, right? There's a Chiyuv Skila, it's a Malacha. So the fact that it's Midaraisa, Rishus HaYachid, has consequences Midaraisa. That's what the Sefer HaShlamah wants to say. But Pashtus in Lashon Rashi, what is the Mashban Rashi? Second, what is the Mashban Rashi? That this in Ugea what? Tiltil, that you can carry. Rashi doesn't say you can carry Midaraisa. Rashi says you can carry. And you can in the Tiltil, as the Baruch is Medayik, from the later Rashi. Not just that has consequences with the rice that you can carry, or that it will be called carrying, or that it won't be called carrying. It sounds like, in other words, it sounds like mutar l'chatchila. Yeah, so that's a difficulty. What do we do? What do we do with this kasha? What do you say, Ari? You have an answer?
You can say that as in it's hard to read them, especially with the Lashon of first Rashi and also in Gemara, but. When it's saying Migo the Havidokum and Sukkah the Havidokum and Shabbos, it's saying that since it's a wall and it gives it a proper heck,
we're going there. Very good. And who says this?
The Meiri.
The Meiri at the end of the piece. Let's see. The Meiri touches Machavin, you're Machavin to the Meiri, I should say. Yeah. Let's go slow. Are you going to say Avram? That's something to say? No? Okay. So let's be masbir. We already saw this Inyan before. We started the Sugya of Hechad Mamido and the Inyan of Yotze and Rashi and Rosh Tor. We already established a certain Yisod and Lechor. This is what the Miri is going to say as well in our Gemara. The Lashon HaGemara is not simple. The Lashon HaGemara is, Migo David, the Mim himself is going to point this out. The Lashon HaGemara, and Rashi as well, it's the Dofen L'Sukkah, it's the Dofen L'Shabbos. Meaning that what we're doing is we're making the Tefach count as a Dofen, which obviously indicates, by the way, that idea that Pshat is, that the Dofen is extending, like the Ki'u Nimshach idea that we saw before in the Rashi and the Ramban. If it's just Halacha, you just need a Tefach, then you can't say that counts for Shabbos if I have only a Tefach. Elamai, I make it a dofen. This counts as a dofen. It's as if it will be extended. But the problem is, having three walls is also no good midraban. When you have three walls, say by Shabbos, by Sukkah, so what's the idea? Is that each wall of the three is makif its side and that's it? Or together, the three walls are affecting the area contained within that it's considered to be segregated from all its surroundings? The answer is, that's also part of what happens. Even if the walls are only partly around, they don't go all the way around on all four sides, but the area is now called mukaf. It's called enclosed. It's enclosed, the fourth side, it's open, but the three sides, having the enclosures on the three sides, is enough to be able to say that this area is set aside completely from its surroundings. How could that be? The fourth side, there's nothing there. So that was the Lashon of Rashi that we saw earlier, the Rashi later also, Rashi and Avdalit, it's based on the Mishnah in Ervin, that we view that the side that doesn't have an enclosure, doesn't have a fence, as a Pesach. It's not a Tzures a Pesach. The Pesach is itself a stima, but it's considered like a Pesach. There's an area to go in. But the area is viewed as enclosed. The area, having a Pesach there means that the openness doesn't undermine the status of the area to be viewed as being enclosed. You have a Pesach, you can walk in, but it's really an enclosed area. In other words, the enclosure is chal on the entire area. The fourth side is a Pesach. But it comes out that what is happening, what the machitzos that you have, the three walls, are creating a chalos hekif in the general sense, on all sides. That's the yisod that we said before, that's the inyan of nechzi, ka'arba mechitzos, that we saw in the Rosh Torah Rashi, and the inyan of keneged ha'yotzi, that we saw that the greater, that you create a connection between the tefach wall and the other two, the more easy it is to create that resulting chalos hekif. That's what we discussed in the beginning of the sugya. L'chor, that would be helpful over here too. In Achinami, when it comes to Shabbos, three walls doesn't let you carry midrabanan until you do a lechi or korah in the fourth side. But that lechi or korah is an additional token hekif. It's mitstareif to the hekif of the three walls. If it's mishum mechitza for sure, it's mishum hekir. Still, it comes together that the three walls plus the lechi or korah, that finalizes the hekif. The hekif is now complete when you have the three walls plus midrabanan, what you have on the fourth wall. But now you have the hekif. Now comes the din of shdayim kilchasim shlishas afil tefach of sukkah. And what does it do for sukkah? It creates this status of a hekif in the area of the sukkah. So it's considered to be that the whole area is now mukaf. If it creates a hekif for sukkah, that's the chiddush, that chalos hekif will have relevance for Shabbos as well. So in a chinami, three walls is not enough. Midrabban, you need a fourth wall, a fourth something, but on the fourth side. But with a fourth thing on the fourth side, it's all to come together with the three to make that complete hekif. But the pshat is that by sukkah, the two walls and the tefach can create a hekif for sukkah. So the Mikvah says, if it's matir to create a hekif, chalos hekif for sukkah, then it creates a chalos hekif for Shabbos. L'chor, this is what the Meiri says. The very end of the piece, the paragraph I gave, afal pishu in Shabbos, that paragraph. And you see, this would already answer the point about Tzuras HaPesach as well. We discussed the Rashi's question, chor Tzuras HaPesach, so anyway, I have a third wall. Yeah, but it's still not going to help you. We're dealing with the Drabbana. The Drabbana and Tzuras HaPesach just give you three walls, but you still need a Lechi or a Kora. The answer is, we're being matched to the Drabbana. How does it work? So now the answer is the chalos hekif that these walls do for sukkah can also create a chalos hekif for Shabbos. Mimela, even the Rabbanan is waived. It becomes mutter because it's mukaf. Left the Goshen and Meiri. V'amash af. The Ikra Dvarim. K'moshe Kasabnu Gahati Afid Rabbanan. Ube Tefach Ube Tzuretz HaPesach Mitzad Echad. She Me'achar She Shogosh Tfanos. Hochshiru L'Sukkah. Hochshiru L'Shabbos Shebetocha. That's what it means. Shogosh Tfanos Hochshiru L'Sukkah. Hukshu l'shabbos shebetocha. Va'af al pisha lashin dofin nehmar ba. What's bothering the Meiri? Lashna Gemara. Lashna Gemara is Nigu dehavi dofin l'inyan sukkah. Havi dofin l'inyan shabbos. Perusho, work into the words, ho'u v'dofin zeh, dofin ha'machshu l'inyan sukkah, kach machshu l'shabbos shebot. So it's not just making it a dofin for Shabbos. It's the hechshu that comes nikoach. The dofen that now I have, the hechsher that comes because this dofen that together with the other two, now you have the hechsher that comes for sukkah, that hechsher extends over to Shabbos. Why didn't the Rishonim who asked on Rashi, why didn't they consider such a pshat? So you could argue because they understood the Lashna Gemara Kipshuto. They understood that the whole halacha of Migo is specifically about the dofen. Maybe they hold there's no notion of Migo to create a chalos Hechsher Gidur on everything. We'll have to see maybe with the Raya from later Gemara that there is, but right now they would hold it. It's not the Pshat that you create a Hechsher on the Gidur, on the Hekif, on the enclosure. It's only on the Dofen. Alternatively, maybe they hold that this idea that you need a Lechi or a Korah on the fourth side is an Erevin issue. It's not that that contributes to the Hekif. It's that there's a new Halacha. The Chachamim require a Lechi or Korah. The Hekev is complete with three walls, but Afal Pikein, you need something on the fourth wall. It's an Erevin Inyan. So therefore, you're not going to be able to solve that by saying, well, I have a Hekev of Sukkah, so what? But I have a Hekev of Shabbos too, but I still need a Lechi or Korah. That could be an Erevin Machokas. They will hold that Lechi or Korah is not just to complete the Hekev, but it's a new Halacha. They know what that's about. And therefore, it's not going to solve the problem to say, I have a Hekev of Sukkah. But for Rashi, this could be the Pshat, although the Lashon Rashi is definitely not Mashma this way. Okay, that's the basic halacha that we have of Migu. Yeah. Eitan,
yeah.
So that's the thing. Rashi didn't give us the full picture. That's the reason why we have the problem, because Rashi acknowledges Shosh Mechitzos, but doesn't tell us, but what about the Lach Mikor and the Lach Revis? That's our problem. So if you were to say it's only been a gedim deraisa, that's fine. But Rashi sounds like mutar lechatchila lehotzi lehachnis letalka on Shabbos.
Maybe it's just it works to be a dofen, and then you can put a lechi because you have three walls, then you have three full walls, and then you can put a lechi.
You put a lechi. Rashi doesn't say anything about that.
But
you should still need a lechi. It doesn't say that. Sounds like it's mutar as is. Doesn't say anything about putting a lechi there. I understand what you want to say. It's a good chat, but Rashi doesn't say it. It's like Rashi's silent about that. He's saying, use this as a third wall and then put a lechi on. Doesn't say that. Like, there's no mention of that. Yeah.
Two questions. One, what exactly is this case? What's the Matisse of Kisa Rashi brings up with a lot that we now have a head to think about coming to your house?
Yeah, you put the tzukah, two walls and a tefach, right in Rishus HaRabim, right next to Pesach Beso. You want to now be able to walk with something, move something from your house into the area of the sukkah. If the sukkah area is still Rishus HaRabim, then you have no right to do that. You could be, you're violating a malach of Hotzah.
Is it connected to your house, or is it just like...
Here's your door, and then right outside the door is Rishus HaRabim, and then you create a sukkah. You mean you think because you have the walls of the house? No.
As in if they're connected.
So maybe that's one wall of the sukkah, and then you have another wall. Okay, so let's say one the wall of the house,
so
maybe.
Then
and then you have another wall, and then you have a tefach. Like that.
Okay. And there's another point.
Or maybe those, yeah.
As in, I understand that it's going to be more evident from Rashi later on that he's allowing even tilto, like as a bow point.
Yeah, we'll get to that Rashi.
Why would, if that's the case though, as in I'm not going to argue that's not true, but so why is Rashi going out of his way and bringing this, like talking about being machnes and motzi, and bringing such an interesting case where you have your sukkah right by your house? Why isn't it, if it's allowing even tilto, which we require more for, we require a fourth wall for, so why doesn't you just say,
yeah, Rashi didn't say tilto right away.
Can you be metalta?
Yeah, I understand. Rashi didn't say tilto right away, but we'll see the Rashi later in a minute. Okay, says the Gemara. Okay, so this is the statement of Rabba or Rabba, that we have a din of Migo to be matir this Gabi Shabbos. Chidush. Esve Abaye. Effect Abaye from the following. Mi Amrina Migo. The Hassan, you are now, Abaye is going to quote a whole Braisa. This Braisa has to be understood before we even understand what Abaye is getting at. Let's just start dissecting the Braisa. The Braisa begins. Dofen Sukkah. This is the Reisha of the Braisa. Rice has two parts to it. The Reisha says, "Dofen Sukkah ki Dofen Shabbos, uvuvad shlo yehei ben kano chavero shlosha tfachim." Part one of the Reisha. Says the Reisha, the Dofen of Sukkah is identical to Dofen Shabbos as long as you don't have between one kana, one reed and the other, shlosha tfachim, that would be a problem. Let's see Rashi in this part. Dofen Sukkah ki Dofen Shabbos as follows. All types of tfanos that we know count as tfanos for Hilchos Shabbos. Kigon, mechitza shel shasi below erev. Shasi will mean vertical, and erev will mean, let's say, horizontal. Right? That's how most explain. Shasi is vertical. Kedama be'erevin, makifin be'kanin. In other words, this example of shasi. So in other words, you just have kanin vertical, sticks, very thin. That's what it says over there in Erevin, bin Ageya Hilchos Shabbos. You can use a machitza that's just kanim going up, as long as there isn't three tfachim between one and the other. So that's the din of lavud. So therefore, they're lavud to each other, and that counts as a machitza. The ma'aseh put over there that could be that the rabban, they don't want to use it only for shayara, certain extenuating circumstances, they will matir. But mi'ikar adin, this is a machitza, even though it doesn't have things going in both directions. It's going just now shasi. The afal pisha rachav kana enu ela melo etzba, even though kana is as thin as an etzba, very, very thin. So if you add up the space between one kana and the other, you can have more empty space, more open space, then you have what's mechitza, and you have some, right, something blocking. The yesh bin kano kano shlosha tfachim chasim mashehu. In other words, between one kano and the other, there's just a drop less than three tfachim. The ika parat meruba la'omed. In other words, in this mechitza of kanim, there's definitely more gap than you have fence, because it's just thin little strips up. Shapir dami, it's still good enough. This is by Shabbos, Damin and Lavud, because that's the rule of Lavud, that you can close the gap. The Havalei, Kulo Ome. So it's as if it was considered not Parutz Mubala Ome, but Kulo Ome. That's if you have it Shel Shesi. Oh, so Air below Shesi. Now we'll talk about horizontal strings or something. Kitnan Hasam, Akifin Shosha Chavolin. And again, Havi Hek. So that's going to be as long as there is Lavud distance within three tfachim between one rope and the other. Again, this is only Erev, this is only going horizontal. Havi hekev nami dofen sukkah. So that's part one. Dofen sukkah ki dofen Shabbos means you can have a wall of a sukkah that's made up of kanim, shesi, or Erev. But then the Braisa has a caveat, uvilvad. However, you have to be careful with the following. Uvilvad, what does it say, the words of the Braisa? Shlo yeh ben kono chaver shlosha tfachim, explains Rashi. Uvilvad sheyehe zahir. Now, before we do the Rashi, let's ask ourselves a simple pshat question on these words. The Braisa continues by saying, you can use a mechitza of just shesi, just like by Shabbos. You can use it for sukkah. But make sure that what? Shelo yehei, you shouldn't have between them three tfachim. as if to suggest that you might think, ooh, you might think you'd be able to even use for sukkah, even if there's a gap of three tfachim. But you started by saying, what's the words that you began with? Dofen, sukkah, kedofen, Shabbos. And what's by Shabbos? We just got finished, Rashi just finished quoting. By Shabbos, the halacha is that it has to be shir lavoi. Otherwise, you have a problem by Shabbos of omi meruba laparts. So it's clear that by Shabbos, you need to have shir lavoi. So now you start by saying, dofen, sukkah, kedofen, Shabbos. So what's the need for the sentence to finish by saying, uvilvad, I mean, you just got finished saying there has to be kedofen Shabbos. So obviously, this is a simple question. So we'll see. Let's see what we can do here. Let's read the Rashi. Uvilvad sheyehe zahir. Shlo yehei ben kanu chaveiro shlosh tefachin kishu makif. When you're makif with just shesi with kanim, let's say there shouldn't be three tefachin between them. Ki heichad omar in Shabbos, just like we said by Shabbos, the imkain nafik lei mitores lavud. Rashi can finish it. We think the dafka the mekomos harbe. But this is only if it's in a lot of different places. The Havelei Porot Meruba Al HaOmed. Avo Mokom Echad Oshne Mekomos Havelei Kipsachim. What's Rashi saying here? Rashi's saying something important here. Dafka b'mekomos harbe, dahavli parts mu b'alomed, mokom echad ishtem mekomos havali kipsachin. So in other words, if you have here and there, you have gaps, right? Again, you can't sue us a Pesach, right? So that's okay. That's okay because it's pesach, as long as Sacha Kol, you have Ome Meruba. So that's, and what about the lover? The lover seals it. Okay. This goes back to the point that we've seen before. Now let's keep this Rashi in mind, and let's keep in mind the question that we just asked. So what did the Brice have to conclude by saying, make sure that you have less than three tefachim between them? Obviously. So the answer is going to have to be clear from the next part of the Brice. What does the Brisa continue by saying? V'yaseira Shabbos al Sukkah. So he started by saying that Sukkah, Dofen Sukkah, is like Dofen Shabbos. But now there is something that Sukkah has as a kula over Shabbos. V'yaseira Shabbos al Sukkah. Shabbos is more chamur. In what way? Shabbos ena niteres. What does this mean? Shabbos, ein ani teres, you must have omi meruba. Tosis points out that's according to one sheet, according to the other sheet, that would mean even equal, but it can't have porach meruba. Well, let's just go the words of the Gemara. Shabbos, you need to have more standing, more fence than gap. Mashenkin besukkah. But sukkah, you can even have more parts. Again, before we read Rashi, what is it? Didn't we get to finish saying when it comes to sukkah, you have to have shir lavud? Why do you need to have shir lavud? Because otherwise, what's going to be the problem? It can't, has, right? What's going to be the problem? It's going to be parts meruba. So how can it say now that sukkah can have a leniency of parts meruba la'omed? Shabbos needs omei meruba parach, but sukkah doesn't. Just got finished saying that it's got to be within love, but otherwise you have a problem with parach meruba. So what's the meaning of these words? You have a problem, right? You got finished saying it has to be the same as Shabbos because you have to have within Lavud, the gaps have to be closed. Otherwise, you have a problem of Paretz Meruba. Now you're telling me Shabbos has a Chumrah that you need to have Omer Meruba and Masa Ink in the Sukkah. No, what's to be the answer?
Well, I thought we're saying, when we said by Sukkah that Paretz Meruba, it has to do with like
So let's read the Rashi. What are we discussing now? We're discussing now the question of Paretz Meruba, Omer Meruba, in terms of doing a cheshbon of the net of everything together. So it comes out a very important chidush in terms of the definition of Omer Meruba versus Paretz Meruba. Let's now read the Rashi. Shabbos ein ani teres im yesh b'psachim harbe. She'ein b'hem suras ha-pesach. V'rabim al ha-omed, u'mevatli leil ha-omed. If you have, by Shabbos, places where you have gaps, and the total amount will be more gap, if you add everything together, it's going to be more gap, more parts than omed, that's a problem. Ma she'ekin b'sukkah, since we know by sukkah, the sagi lay b'shtaim kil chasim suchas afil tefach va'afilu ha'yula p'sachim b'shtei atfanos. And all those p'sachim have to add up to is how much? A little more than what? Make a simple cheshbon. To create parts merubah, how much do those p'sachim have to add up to if you add them all together?
More than one tefach.
A little more than a tefach. So chekech face, right? That's what they have to add up to. So if you have psachim in those two walls, and now you add up the total amount of omed versus the total amount of parutz, you're going to have more gap than fence. That would still be okay by sukkah. That's the difference between sukkah having a kula, a parutz meruba working, over Shabbos where it doesn't work. Again, you have a whole fourth side which is totally parutz. You have a third side that beyond the tefach is parutz. And now you have to add to that the gaps that you have in the first two walls, and that will therefore make parutz meruba, havali parutz meruba shari. So this is how it comes out according to this. Be'etzem by sukkah, in terms of the individual walls, the two walls that you have, it's got to be how? It's got to be what? What's meruba? Omid meruba. But in terms of the heck of haklali, in terms of everything all together, there's a kula that you can even have parts meruba. Meaning to say, you can have psachim in those two walls, as long as those psachim do not create parts meruba. So then, even though if you add those tzachim to the gaps of the fourth side, which is totally open, and most of the third side, beyond the tefach, you're going to have parts meruba, it's still kash. By Shabbos, that wouldn't be the case. By Shabbos, the halacha is that it's not just that you need each individual wall to be omid meruba, but you also need that if you add all the walls together, the three walls, you have to have more omed than the parutz, meaning the fourth wall is totally open, and then you add up all the gaps of the three walls, being that parutz meruba is going to be a problem as well, even though the three walls are omed meruba. But if you have the gaps in those three walls, that betziruf, the fourth wall which is totally open, I have a more parutz than omed, that's a problem by Shabbos, but not by Sukkah. This is Pasha Pshat. Now let's go back to our kasha. What was our kasha in the Russian of the Bryce? Now it should be understood how to answer our kasha. We started by saying the first part of the braisa. Dofen sukkah kidofen Shabbos, meaning what? That you can have a machitza shel kane, a machitza shel shesi. Just like by Shabbos, you can have it by sukkah. Uvilvad! But make sure what? Shelo yehe bin kano chaver shloshet tfachim. They shouldn't have three tfachim gap between the kanim. Because then you're going to have a problem of what? A parutz meruba omed. What do we ask? Obviously, you're saying it's kidofen Shabbos. And by Shabbos, that's exactly the halacha. That you have to have omed meruba by each wall. So why you have to tell me by sukkah? The answer is because a minute later he's going to tell you something about sukkah that has a leniency in terms of this topic of Horach Meruba and Omen Meruba. What does it say a minute later by Sukkah? That if you do the cheshbon of everything together, it's okay if it's Horach Meruba or Omen, right? So you might have thought that just like if you have the total, everything added together, it can even be parch muba la'omeid. So maybe that's also not a problem if you have parch muba in individual. So that's what he says, no. That far doesn't go. In terms of the individual wall, the standard of sukkah, the two walls have to be omei meruba, just like by Shabbos. Therefore, you have to make sure that there is less than lovud, sheer lovud, between one kana and the other. That's the first thing. But goes on to say, but Shabbos has a chumrah over sukkah in terms of the parts and omeid proportion, binogay everything together. Let's push up shot in the words of the Braisa so far. Clear? Questions? Raf? Yeah.
Why would the chumrah in the love and necessarily be part of omeid?
What?
Why would, if you have two, let's say you have three chumrahs of all here, the version, why are we thinking that?
You're saying if in one particular case you might be right, but if you have in all the cases there's going to be more than three, then you're going to have a problem. You're saying you get away with between two of the kanim, let's say 10 kanim, and 8 of the 10 have sheer lovud, and one between two of them it's more than three.
Yes.
So who says it's a problem? Shalei bin kanu l'chaver means we're talking about all of them. You're saying it could have been that in one case between two of the shesi bars it would be more than love. Okay, I don't think that's a problem. Yeah, I think you're right. But it means if it's going to be to such an extent that it's going to be parts of the ruba on that side, that's a problem. Why would you think otherwise? Kiddof and Shabbos, because of what he says a minute later. Because you're telling me a minute later that when it comes to parts ruba omid on the total amount, sukkah has a leniency. So if I might think that even on the omid of even on the individual dolphin, it would be the same thing.
So it's just like a half second dolphin. It's not like one long dolphin.
What?
Can you say the psul would be if there's more than three? Again, from those words, just that the dolphin isn't showing, not necessarily as part of the omid, but that the.
But what did Rashi say? Look at Rashi's Lashon though. Rashi doesn't say what you say. Because otherwise it'll be like a Pesach. Rashi says, exactly what I'm saying. Uvad she'izor she'loi pachan ha'chaber ha'shloshet fachim ke'echadam im Shabbos v'davka b'mkom was harbe. That's exactly the end of the Rashi that we read before. B'mkom was harbe. In other words, if it's one place or two places, there's more than three tefachim, as long as it's still only meruba, it's still okay. That's the end of the Rashi. That you can never have between the two of them, between any two, you can't have more than shilavut. It means b'mkomos harbe. That's the Rashi. That's the end of the Rashi. So l'chor, a couple of chidushim here. First of all, the etzem chidush here, that omei parach muvel la'omeid creates a problem by Shabbos, not just vis-a-vis the individual wall, but even in terms of the total amount. That's a chidush. And then by sukkah, that's the ma'ala by sukkah, that doesn't create a problem. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh has a sefer called Rishon LeTzion. Did you know that? A couple of mesachtes and shas, it's in the kovetz. Rishon LeTzion. He doesn't understand this Rashi. The Rashi that we just read, Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah, that what is the chumrah of Shabbos over Sukkah? That you take everything into account, even the ruach revius, which is totally parutz. And he says, by Shabbos, if that, together with all the other gaps in the three walls, amount to greater gap than omeid, that even though the walls that are whole walls have greater omeid, but since the tzir of the fourth side is parchment, that's a problem, and that's what sukkah is better. He doesn't understand this. Take a look, if you have it, you can look with me. He says, Kasa Rashi, that the Seir Shabbos of sukkah, filo hayu apsachem v'shtei atfanos, v'chi mitzavas v'hadi yishtayim apruzos havli parchment meruba, That's where sukkah is better. He says, Mashma, Abu Bishtayim Atzman, Be'in an Omei Meruba Oshava, right? When it comes to the two walls of sukkah, you need more omeid or at least equal. He says, now I want to go down a few lines. Ela de kasha divi Rashi, the parts meruba la omeid de ka'amar, haino betziruf shtayim haprutzos. When you define parts meruba la omeid, we're talking about taking into account the two open sides, the third side which is mostly open and the fourth side. Mi hichnis dofen dalet kan. You're talking about chiddush by sukkah. What's the great chiddush by sukkah? Parts meruba la omeid. How do you get the parts meruba la omeid? You have to include the fourth side, which is totally open. And that helps to spoil the proportion. He says, mi hichnis dofen dalet kan. Kevan de inchir besukkah el shalosh. And then he goes on. So apparently, Rashi holds that Linyan Shabbos, if you mitzayif the parts of the three walls with the Ruach Revi'ah, since parts Meruba, that's Psula. You need an Omid Meruba on all four sides, even though there's only a need for three walls. But Lamaisa, if the fourth wall, which is totally open, take that gap and take the gaps of the other three walls and you have more gap, that's a problem as well by Shabbos. And that's where Sukkah is better. And he says, that's a big chiddush, Hamil Salom Estavel Memer Hachi. No, it's not a simple thing. This Rashi is a big chidush. One could have said that omid meruba la parts versus parts meruba is only a function of individual walls. And Rashi is reading pshat in this Gemara that separate from the notion of each individual wall, and that's one standard, and sukkah has it as well, the two walls, shtan kilchasa, need omid meruba, there's another cheshbin, and that is the total hekif of all the walls together. And for that, you have to take into account the side that has no wall. By Shabbos would be a problem. Again, the three walls are Omei Meruba, each wall is perfect. But if you add those gaps that are minority in the three walls, together with the fourth side, which is totally empty, and it's now Haaretz Meruba, that's a problem by Shabbos, and that's the Chiddush that Sukkah is better. New chiddush in terms of defining omid meruba and parts meruba, that you take the fourth into it. How do you know that sukkah is better? Where does it come from? Why should it be? You're telling me when it comes to individual two walls of sukkah that you need omid meruba. That's why if you have many different tzachim and it's more than shilava between one kind and the other, it's a problem. So why is it in fact the case that it's mutter by sukkah? Where do we get this from? Menachem? Yeah.
How is he going to understand Merubilbad?
We'll get to the Rach. The Rach has another pshat. What is take a look? Once you're asking it ready, look at the Rach. Look at the Rach. There's another way to learn Merubilbad. What does the Rach say? Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah. Take a look. Shabbos in the teretz ela ba'omim ruba la poets. Masha Inkin Besukka, what? She tefach bedofen sukka opaz dalin matir kimoa parots. Okay. So how did the Rach learn? Now what are we discussing? What's the parts meruba that works by sukkah? Not the heck of hakloli, the net of everything. What's the parts meruba that works by sukkah? Where? Where is the parts meruba wall? Which wall? The third wall. The third wall. Nupshat. Nupshat. The third one. Now, so according to the Rach, how do we read the beginning of the Braisa? Let's come back to that question that we had. Dofen sukkah kedofen Shabbos. Uvevat shaloi bin kanoch v'esholoshit fachim. Why would you think otherwise? You just told me kedofen Shabbos. Shabbos has to be that there's a shir lava, that you have omid meruba. So why would you think it's different by sukkah? So answer the same thing. Just plug in the Rach. Because it says a minute later that there is an aspect by sukkah that you can have parts meruba. Where? Going to the Rach, the third wall. So that you might think that that's true because you have this heter on the third wall, you get parts meruba. So maybe the first two as well, you can have parts meruba. So that's what the Bryce has to start off. Again, the same basic approach in the answer. Since part two of the Brayis is going to tell us that Sukkah has an advantage over Shabbos, that you can be matir with more gap, Paritz Merubah, so you might think that even within the walls of the first two walls, you could also allow for Paritz Merubah. So according to Rashi, means because a minute later it's going to tell me that if you do the net result of net account of everything, you can have Paritz Merubah by Sukkah, and it's okay. So maybe you can have that by the individual two walls. So that's where he says, no, Vavad Shiloyeh, you can't have more than Shiloh, but in many different spots. According to the Rach, it's going to mean that a minute later it's going to tell you that on the third wall you can have Paritz Merubah by Sukkah. So maybe the first two walls as well. He says, no, the first two walls have to be Omer Merubah. Why didn't Rashi learn Pshat like the Rach? Why did Rashi have to come with a new Chiddush now? That there's halacha separate by Shabbos of Omer Merubah on individual walls. There's a new Chiddush of Sach HaKol. You have to have Omer Merubah as well. Even if you have individuals Omer Merubah, but Sach HaKol with the fourth empty side, you can have Paritz Merubah, it's a problem. And that's where Sukkah is better. Why did Rashi have to learn that? Why did Rashi simply learn Pshat like the Rach? That the Paritz Merubah of Sukkah, that Maila is on the third side. You can start thinking. Why? That's not called a Maila of Paritz Merubah. Why? Because what do we say to that Tefach? What happens to that Tefach? Just like a Lavud seals, right? So it's not called Paritz Merubah when you have Lavud. So if you have good, you said that you take the tefach and you stretch it. Maybe that's not called Paritz Merubah. Even though it's Hekaf HaKol, you do count it. Yeah. I don't know. This requires what? Why did Rashi like the Rach? I don't know. But I want to come back to Rashi. Where do we know that Sukkah has this special status that you can have Paritz Merubah on the total Sach HaKol? On the third wall, that's clear. That's the din. The Rach's Pshat is clearly the case. I don't need any Mokar. But how do we know? According to Rashi, where does this come from? Maybe the same way you need Omer Merubah on the two walls, you need to make sure that those gaps in the two walls do not exceed a tefach, because you have to make sure it's Omer Merubah Sach HaKol. How do we know, in fact, that it should be this way? That it can be Paritz Merubah if you take everything into account? Pnei Yeshua has an interesting chat. He says, how do we know it? Rashi holds had the pshita on the parts merubah the kasha b'sukkah, not because we have a special halacha that way. Hachi k'miri hilchisa m'svara pshita l'an hachi kaven de achshir achmana shtayim kil chasam shishis step. The Torah was matter explicitly shtayim kil chasam shishis step. U'mistama that which the Torah was matter mistama we can figure haynu afilu im yesh psachim ba'osan hashtayim. Tahachi urcha de milsa. You have a wall. There aren't going to be gaps in the wall. There will be gaps in the wall. It's typical. That gaps that amount to more than a tefach, it's normal. It's understood. Afilachi kasha. The Torah says shtayim kol chasam. So in that shtayim kol chasam, it means the stomach. You have psachim. You have gaps. No, if you have gaps, then you're always going to have Paritz Merubah because you have the whole fourth side and you have the most of the third side. So how can it be? Obviously, the Torah was master Paritz Merubah in the general hekif all around. Maybe we could put it in better terms, like different terms, just because the problem of Paritz Merubah is only a problem to the extent that you know how much omed you need, and yet Paritz Merubah ala omed. Here, what did the Torah say? What is the shir of Sukkah? The shir is shtayim kil chasan with a couple of psachim, shlishas tefach. So that is it. That's the shear. In other words, if you have a shear of the wool, that's the shear. It's not like I have Paritz Merubah. That is what you need. You need shtayim kol chasan with the psachim that you have, with shlishas tefach. So obviously that's kasher. It's not like you have a Paritz Merubah. This is what the Torah said. This is just the tight truth of the Brayis. Why are we mentioning this Brayis? So this is Esvei Abayit. Now, Bayu now wants to zero in what it means in the second part of the Braisa. Second part of the Braisa says, Yisera what? What over what? Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah. That Shabbos enoni teres ela ba'omir b'bala parots. But Sukkah can even have parts b'bala omir. Okay, for Rashi, that means taking everything into account together. Shabbos is no good. If it's Paritz Merubah, you need to have Omer Merubah, and Sukkah is better. What are we comparing when we say Shabbos has a Chumrah over Sukkah? So, my love, should we not suggest that what Yisera Shabbos Yisuka Asuka. The law min amigu. In other words, what are we saying that Shabbos over Sukkah? Shabbos. This Sukkah as Sukkah. In other words, even if with Shabbos of Sukkah, you still have binogei hilchas Shabbos, the chumrah, that what? That parch, that you need omid meruba and not parch meruba. Even on Shabbos, and it's a mile of what? Shabbos to Sukkah over Sukkah, which would mean clearly that you don't say migo, even if the Sukkah was fine, for Shabbos it's not. Rashi. My love, a few b'Shabbos de'betocha chag kamar. Even this, we're assuming that means even Shabbos within Sukkot, the lo mishtar yoletil tule, that you're not allowed to carry. Now, what do you see? If you would say migu, you'd even be allowed to carry. That's the Bach's deal, right? Those words of the Rashi. V'hachi kamar, yisera hilchus tiltu Shabbos de Sukkah, a hilchus hechsh Sukkah. There is an advantage, a chumrah, in hilchus tiltu Shabbos of Sukkah. I hilchus hechshes sukkah leachol v'lishan v'lotzis lechov sukkah. That hilchus hechshes sukkah you can have, you can eat, you can sleep, and yotzis sukkah. The linen meifak yidei chovah so nothing. But what do you have to be careful about? Hilchus Shabbos has to be careful. Uvad shelo yitalto ba ela arba. Again, the issue is tiltu. V'lo yachnis b'tochel abayis. So what do you see? You see that what? You don't say migu. If you would say migu, what would be allowed? What would be allowed? Tiltu. How would that work? Tiltu chavchila. How would that work? Apparently, what is migul doing? What? Migul apparently would be matir tiltu, meaning even chavchila, meaning like we said before, it would create a hekev. That's what it means, because they're talking about tiltu here. Had you said migul, that sounds like what we said before. It would be matir to be metalto. So what is the answer? What is Rabbi say back. Lo, that's not how you read it. Not Shabbos to Sukkah over Sukkah. Rather, lo, you say Shabbos the Alma al Shabbos to Sukkah. What does it mean? There's a Maila Chumrah to Shabbos in general over Shabbos to Sukkah. Shabbos to Sukkah would be better. Would be the din of Sukkah. Lo, Hachi Kama, you say Hilchos Tiltu Shabbos the Alma, where you couldn't allow such a thing of Parach Meruba Allah made. Hilchos Tiltu Shabbos de Sukkah, she Shabbos de Alma Eni Teres Elba Omei Meruba. Why? Because there, the Lekal Omei Mama Bigo, there's no Migo to say there. It's a regular Shabbos. The Shabbos de Sukkah, Eni Teres Mishum Migo. It comes out that either Pshat that you're going to read the Brisa, you're going to have some statement that's going to take a stand on the Shaila of what do we say Migo or not. If you weren't Pshat that you say a Shabbos de Sukkah, a Sukkah, then the Brisa would be telling me about what? That you do, you don't say migo. You don't say migo. If you're going to learn shat, that means you say Rosh Shabbos, the Alma Shabbos is Sukkah, then it'll be saying the exact opposite, that you do say migo. Basically, you can't even make power here. It's one or the other. Okay, let's just read a few more lines of Gemara. This is the end. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, that's the pshat, that you're talking about, you say Rosh Shabbos, the Alma of Shabbos to Sukkah, and meaning that the Brises teach me that you do say migo. Yachi listening nami, say another halach. That you say a sukkah di alma, a sukkah di Shabbos. Tell me halach in the other direction. There's a chumrah by sukkah di alma over sukkah di Shabbos. That sukkah di Shabbos would have a kula that it could tag on to a migu to have a heter that exists for Shabbos and now will carry over the sukkah. In other words, migu in the other direction. The igu, sukkah di alma, by tefach sochek. Sukkah the Alma requires a tefach sochek. The ilu sukkah the Shabbos lo bais tefach sochek. The sagilei belechi. Lechi is less than a tefach sochek. Why should that be? The ha'atu the amid. You're the one that said sukkah agabi mavui. Sikach agabi mavui sheish lo lechi kasher. If you have do sukkah agabi mavui sheish lo lechi, here whole shaila. What's the case? Rashi is going to learn mavui that is lefulash. So what do you have? You create a sukkah on Mavish Yish Lechi. By Shabbos, it's good enough. So that would be good enough for sukkah. So therefore, why not also say the chiddush in the other direction, Yisei Migu? And for the Gemara, that you wouldn't have to tell me. Ahu, if Strichlei has to mikil sul chamir tamrinan, if you say Migu in the direction of what? Mekal to chamor, meaning from sukkah to Shabbos, then Yechamito Kilto Koshken, you would certainly say Migul from Chomer to Tal, from Shabbos to Sukkah, so you wouldn't have to tell me that. This whole Migul we have to understand more carefully, exactly what is the case and what are the ramifications, and this is a whole Tosis on the days we'll have to get to. Okay, go back into the Sugya, we'll have to go back into the Sugya.